Isn't life funny? Both ha-ha and strange. Lately, I've been wondering exactly how I ended up with my tush glued to an ergonomic chair beneath migraine-instigating fluorescent lights, reviewing commercial real estate contracts and pretending I give a hoot. My glazed-over gaze falls on the tray of business cards behind my keyboard. If only they read my stage name, Olivia Vincent, with the title Stand-Up Comedian, replacing my current one, Staff Attorney. Because the thing is, there's nothing funny about drafting legally binding contracts. Sometimes I'm tempted to slip a joke in between the lines, indebtedness secured hereby and successors there too, just to liven the damn thing up. It's also serious, stuffy, the enemies of humor. Bzz, bzz. My phone vibrates on my desk against my heavily used coffee mug. It's Bernie, my booking agent, and at the moment, a very welcome disruption. Hi, Bernie, I say, rebalancing my eyeglasses and distancing myself from my dreaded duties. Olivia, I got something for you, she spits out in her raspy Queen's accent. Just the thing I need to escape my corporate punishment. Oh my God, Bernie, your timing could not be better. How would you like a feature spot at Funny's? 20 minutes of stage time at my favorite downtown comedy club? Yes, please. That's a no-brainer. When is it? I snatch my trusty yellow legal pad and jot down the words Funny's and feature in the margins next to the newly scribbled jokes I'm planning to workshop at an open mic tomorrow. In an hour. But you'd need to be there at least 15 minutes early. I know it's short notice, but the guy bailed last minute. Can you make it happen? I glance at my watch, remembering that I'm supposed to be at a client dinner in an hour. Maybe Bernie's timing could be better. In the business of comedy, timing is truly essential. It's one of the first things I learned in comedy class. And in case you're wondering, there are no squeaky red noses or banana peels involved. Just a group of misfit jokesters. It doesn't take long to grasp that when the timing is off, the punchline won't land, and the whole thing's a disaster. Because no matter what anyone says, there's only one reason a stand-up takes the stage. It's the reason we, the misfit jokesters, were put on this earth to begin with. To make people laugh. Oh, those glorious ha-ha-has, he-he-he's, and ho-ho-ho's. Okay. Maybe you only get the ho-ho-ho's if Santa's taking up two chairs in the audience with sugar cookie crumbs scattered over his beard. The point is that no matter the shape, sound, cadence, or volume, we stand-ups love getting the laugh. In fact, I love it so much that I'm going to ditch that client dinner and claim my birthright. Of course I can. You know I'll take any stage time I can get. Thanks, Olivia. Bernie says. I'll email you the details. I end the call and silently thank the idiot who backed out at the 11th hour. Since I work as a full-time attorney at the law firm of Whitley, Bauer, Carey, and Klein, it hasn't been easy for a Texas transplant like me to catch my big comedy break. That's why I'm using the Jim Gaffigan plan. That's right. America's favorite pale comedian with a Hot Pockets bit. Don't we just love a famous funny guy with their wife jokes, sex quips, and wacky impressions? And every now and then, America will love a famous funny gal, too. As long as she doesn't joke about menses. But she should, because the word menses is hilarious. Anyway, legend has it he worked his corporate job to support his family while pursuing stand-up. Until he hit the showbiz jackpot. I may not have a family to support, but judging by the size of my monthly student loan bill, you'd never know the difference. Funny, not ha-ha, since we all know laughter is in fact the best medicine. But do we, the comedians of the world, get the credit and compensation psychiatrists and physicians do for the endorphin-inducing, cortisol-reducing, calorie-burning service that we provide? No.